Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will have tickets to Alice in Winterland. If you didn't know about that, it was announced today. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. But right now, it's time for Great Date Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What's happening, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today. Adam and Rachel are here to discuss.
Well, we've lost Adam already.
All right, I will go grab him. They're going to discuss relaxation.
Okay. He went to go relax.
Do we want to start with her, or do we want to just vamp about things? No, we can start with her.
Yeah, why don't we start with her?
Okay, Rachel, tell us some... You're very lucky today because I do believe he had won the toss.
Oh.
But you get to go first because we lost him. So
okay.
What is what seems to be the issue?
Yai. Well, I'm right now I've been a stay-at-home mom and my husband works full time. And he doesn't like when he gets home and he's basically as he puts it in his words, handed the kids as soon as he walks in the door.
Okay.
And, you know, he's saying that he's tired and he just like, you know, exhausted from a long day of work. And he really would like some time alone to decompress for, you know, just to decompress before he has to deal with the kids when he gets home from work.
We have him back. We kind of forced her into telling your side there, Adam. Does that sound accurate? What is it that you want out of life?
Some peace and quiet in between the chaos would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
My story checks out.
That's an interesting way to put it.
can you describe, like, what does it feel like to you when you get home?
Well, from one rat race to the next, you know. Just seems like there's no breathing time, you know. It's like, gotta, like, take a breath here, seems like. Running around the office was like a chicken with my head cut off. The boss is yelling at me, do this, do that, get this done, get that done. I go home, no different.
Are you referring to your wife as your boss?
In so many ways, she does have orders, for sure. Requests, we call them, you know.
Man.
I think it would have been better had we not got you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, Adam, I think, so what do you exactly want? Do you want the 1950s model?
I walk in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Does anybody remember that article where it was like, outline of a woman who was like, in the how to make your man happy. Greet him at the door with a drink. Make sure the kids are in another room and quiet. Hand him his paper. Like, put his feet up and maybe give him a little foot rub. Like, it makes me sick. It was a crazy, like, is that what you want? Or you just want to be left alone?
I mean, temporary. I'm not like saying, all night or anything, but yeah, it would be ideal to have a little time coming in the door and it's not a flood of activity, but it always is, the kids come rushing in, the wife's got her honey-do list. It's like, oh crap.
God.
It is so good that it's radio and you can't hear what just happened to Erica's face.
Yeah. I have a question for the fathers in the room.
Yeah.
Particularly soccer when your kids were a bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when the kids come running up to you after a day of work?
It isn't. Okay. That's unfair. It's amazing. But Erica.
Emotionally, it's amazing. Physically, it's scary.
But here's the thing. We don't have jobs like Adam does.
Right.
Like, I don't go home from here stressed to the gills. Nobody yelled at me other than you.
Yeah. Nobody yelling in this room. But
you know what I mean? Like, I don't go home stressed. I understand his need for... I went through something similar, but it was just like, when I would come home, when my ex-wife was able to be a stay-at-home mom, like, I would walk in, and it was like drinking from a fire hose because she wasn't able to speak to grown people all day.
Yeah.
So then it was just like, and you're like, okay. But like, it's
like, let me get in the door.
Yeah.
And then we can finish this. Yeah.
Yep.
I've had the opposite where like because of the job we have, I'm usually excited or happy or, we got give away these tickets or whatever today. And I would come in and I would just open the door. My wife's been working.
You throw up on her.
And I would throw up on her. And she's like, hey, you need to chill. When you come home, you need to like assess the situation. What do I need from you before you just start going, and this and this and this and this?
That's funny.
Yeah.
But how is it different?
Well, okay. Here's what we haven't done yet. We haven't really asked Rachel her side, but I don't know that you even need to speak at this point. If all you want is a win, you might just win based on what he said.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Adam may be using some less than great.
Adam sounds really stressed out.
He does. Thank you. I don't know if you're being sincere.
I'm saying it like as if she's not.
A little compassion in the house,
I understand what you're saying, Erica, but okay. Do not make me take this hit. He has a job.
I know.
And she has a job.
Yes.
And then when he gets home, she's like, take over my job.
What?
Yeah, but you don't get...
That's what I'm hearing from him, and it's like...
That's not accurate at all. No.
But you know what I'm saying? But it's like...
Right. He's
on,
He wants a break, and you're presenting
But
more
also, when
work.
Does she get a break?
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's...
She doesn't get one.
Yeah. We both need breaks. Well,
there's nap time and stuff for the kids. I'm sure there's little moments of joy.
You get a lunch break at work, right?
Depends. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes
legally,
so.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know nobody gets
all right. Yeah, not a.
But I mean, the nap time argument—that's dark.
I get no breaks.
Nap time is legally yes, but also not.
No, well, because then she's going to go do all the other stuff—the laundry, the dishes, keep the house clean.
You're a better woman than I am, Rachel.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we release the hounds?
I mean, feel overall okay. I mean. We need marriage counseling, I think. I feel really heartbroken that this is his response to coming home to his family, that it's like more a burden and a source of stress to him rather than like a joyful time that, yes, you're exhausted, you're stressed out to the max, but your kids want to spend time with you. They are excited to see you at the end of the day. They don't get to see you very often because of your job. and they are just coming at you with like excited, loving energy. And I don't know what world you're living in that you think this is just going to like continue forever. This is finite amount of time that you're going to get this kind of response from your children. It's only a matter of like 5 or 6 years until your kids don't give a crap where you are, who you are, what's going on with you. So like you're supposed to kind of wake up, look around at what you have right now and relish these precious moments that your kids are excited to see you, because before you know it, they won't care. They won't want to see you anymore. They'll have their own lives.
Turns out she can win harder. Your face, Erica, is a lot.
I just, I'm with her on everything.
I just don't
think it's fair. You guys, he's not saying the right words, but there are men and women who are the quote unquote breadwinner who, mm-hmm. when they get home, need a sec.
Mm-hmm. Who makes it possible for him to be the breadwinner?
I think that's the point.
I do. I make it possible.
It's just a second. It's a 30-minute breather. I'm not saying I'm trying to toss the kids out of my life.
You just want...
just 30 minutes to recenter, kind of, you know, I'm still brainstorming and heavy in my work mode, even when the house door opens up.
But Adam, it would have been real cool had you started there. Mm-hmm. But you started in such a darker spot. Like, asking for 30 minutes,
I don't think
is unreasonable, but you're like, ugh, I get home, kids are thrown at me. Like, dude, mm-hmm. that was a lot.
Yeah, and your wife needs a break, too. Yeah. Kids are a lot.
Hang on, guys. We're going to get a jury for you. Don't move.
I don't like the downplaying of her role, but I also don't like we're kind of downplaying his role too. Like he's going to this job that it sounds like he really hates it and it's really stressing him out. And it's just like, so it's like, well, I don't, does he need a new job or something? Like
Erica doesn't want to I'm afraid of her right now because there is this thing where it's like women's bodies change. Check. Yeah. Women's sense of responsibility change. Like there's so much you go through. And I went through this with my ex-wife where it's like, you don't understand everything I've gone through. And it's like, right. But you don't understand what I'm going through because now I am legitimately, every job I've ever had in my life, I knew at any point I can look at that boss and go F off. I'm moving on. And that doesn't exist from that moment forward. I am responsible for 4 mouths. It's hard.
Right. And especially like you were doing something you at least enjoyed. And it sounds like he doesn't get
it. But it's just still miserable. Scary. You're
for
like,
sure.
Sorry, I'm having a cough attack.
No kidding. No, but like I don't like him, but I understand.
Mm-hmm. But she can't be expected to work. Say he works 8 hours. She's then expected to work 12. Because when he gets home, she has to keep
working.
Mm-hmm.
But can he have 1 half hour?
But how soon are the kids going to bed once he gets home?
You can't backload that half hour, like come home and then get to decompress. Like maybe he just needs to drive around for, I don't know. I know that other couples have been through this and hopefully you found words that were better than his.
Yeah.
Dude, what is wrong with that guy? But like I feel like he's going to lose in colossal style, but like when it's very reasonable to ask for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay. Should he get a little downtime when he gets home or does he have to jump right in and be a dad and a husband? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are trying to help out Rachel. We have Adam and Rachel. They have children. She's a stay-at-home mom, which you don't get how fortunate you are if you get to make that situation work. A lot of families have to do the dual income thing or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, I'm stressed at work. I come home. I need a little time.
Right.
But he didn't quite say it that way when he started. Yeah. It's like, the kids just get thrown at me. We're just asking the question. Like... his job is over there, her job is over there, and then at night, it's both their job. Does he have to clock in the second he walks in the room?
Don't you think tag team is easier than...
Yeah, but like, can he start his... Would it be better if he went to a bar for a half hour before he came home?
No. Get your butt home. I need help feeding and washing these kids.
Okay. Guys, feel free to jump in with anybody you'd like. If we went based on texts, it would already be over, I believe.
Yeah, except there is one text saying Erica and Aaron shouldn't weigh in because they don't have kids.
I hate that argument. Shut the F up.
And Aaron's
you're
really,
allowed to have an opinion on things without having experience.
Aaron's like kind of a caregiver.
Yeah.
Yes.
To her, so, yeah.
Jenny?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
His side, 100%.
What? Hmm.
All right, Jenny. So we moved to Colorado when my children are 1.5 and 3.
No.
Oh, you're losing here.
Yep.
Not intentionally.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Can you hear me?
So did you say you're a stay-at-home mom yourself?
I am, yeah. So my children were 1.5 and 3 when we moved to Colorado from Illinois. Stay-at-home mom, so I've been through every aspect of everything. My husband takes care of everything.
I think she said financially.
So you're saying he deserves this break when he gets home?
100%. So whenever, my children are now 10 and 13.
Yeah.
And I did work for a while, and even whenever I was working, I did still take sole responsibility for the children. Because I decided to be a mother.
But you couldn't do that on your own.
I'm a mother.
He gets a break. What are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
And he helps the children with the homework after he cools down from work. And I 100% appreciate him everything that he does for our family. And he deserves a break. So, yes, Dad, you deserve a break.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Appreciate the
voice of reason has entered the room.
Oh, there is a trend on TikTok.
I think we have bigger problems. I think we have bigger problems here, to be honest.
Well, I don't. What did she say that was like ridiculous? She said he works all day, he gets a break, and then he helps with the kids. Right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I would be curious to know what the attitude is that he's bringing that dad is bringing to the table.
Everybody's been ganging up on me.
Which is that the children are a burden rather than his children that love him unconditionally.
I never said that.
Not
putting words in my mouth.
They certainly behave that way, and that is the impression that you are giving.
Yeah.
That is the impression you give to me and the kids, that we are a burden to you, and that we should just be so thankful to you because you're the one who's the breadwinner. Well, who made that decision?
Yeah.
You decided you wanted to work, and I stayed home. So maybe there was more of a mutual beneficial decision with that other family.
Okay.
But you are just considering that we're a burden.
We got a text that said, to his credit, asking for 30 minutes and some peace and quiet is a lot better than the people who want multiple hours to play video games.
Hmm.
Adam, you're going to need to find a more constructive way to speak because, like,
the attitude.
There are people on your side, not a lot of people, but, like, your dunking is, like, kind of off putting. Nikki?
Yay!
What do you think?
You know, this is kind of her job, and maybe he doesn't see it that way. If he's working a shift and the person who's coming in and he's hoping for, like, a 10-minute break to breathe, and they're like, oh, man, I had a really stressful day at home. I need to go sit down for a half an hour before I can do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I lasted 2 months as a stay-at-home mom. I work, and then my drive home is my time to decompress from the kids so that, you know, the caretaker of my children can have 10 minutes.
Driving is not stress-free.
Yeah.
Oh, I find driving very decompressing.
You don't drive the drive I drive.
I like that. Maybe I'll just circle the block a few times before I come home.
Okay.
Okay.
Bro. I like.
And no one is saying that work is easy. Like, yes, I absolutely believe that everyone should have a break, but that's the thing that's frustrating me is it, Adam, it doesn't seem like Rachel is getting one and you are also not helping her get one.
There's just the communication has just totally gone completely away. And you are just, you have this overall attitude. If there were a time where we actually, like, could see eye to eye again, and you said, you know, I love our kids. I love our family. I do just give me the 30 minutes to decompress But what about, you know, just let the kids say hi to you. And then we say, hey, daddy needs to go downstairs for a little bit to you know, to do some things or something. Give daddy 30 minutes and then he'll come back. But it's just the moment you walk in the door, you're already like, get the kids off me. Get the kids off me. I don't want them. I can't handle it.
Listen, you know, it's, we have so many other calls, and I know we don't have time to get them all. Somebody, can you summarize what Becca was going to say? Because it's basically, is she an attorney? Or
no, she says she wants to divorce Adam for Rachel.
Yikes.
I don't think she's an attorney. I think she's
here, Becca.
She's a lawyer. All right. Well, she knows all about stress, then, I'm sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Adam?
I mean, this is the overall problem. I just think the bigger problem is our marriage.
Digging
that's what I think.
Himself, I know. Deeper.
Adam, Rachel, I mean, is there anything else to say? In the most colossal style, you lost Adam. We had one total phone call on his side?
Yeah.
And one text.
Yeah, most texts are.
Yeah.
They're
not happy.
Yeah, they're coming for you, man. So, sure.
Well, I get it. You know, she can always go to work full time and I can do the household thing too. Maybe
I bet that would go really well. I bet.
Adam, I think you need to work on your communication.
Yeah, for sure. Tiag, I know you're mad. Hang on. Thank you guys. Appreciate you. He has good points. If he wasn't such a.
Yeah.
I know, because there's a lot of like, if your help got there to back you up and they didn't want to work, it's like, but I just think neither of them are getting a break. And yeah. that's bad on both. And I think he clearly was a jerk. I'm not defending the way
he deserves
clearly
a break.
They both need like a vacation or something.
Yeah, they need a babysitter who helps out every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join the Pitchfork and Torches party, hit us up at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We have assembled the entire band for news or no.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope. Decide this is news or nope.
News or nope, we tell you news of the day, and I used Aaron's nope earlier in the week.
I did not.
You proxied it to me. I remember you signing the paperwork.
Nope.
So Aaron's the only one who doesn't have a nope.
Should we mention something that was announced today?
I don't know what you're talking about. What was announced?
What are you talking about?
Are you guys serious?
What?
Alice in Wonderland?
Oh! I was like,
yes, of course.
Yeah.
Alice in Winterland, our Christmas concert. I have to be totally honest. Benson Boone and the Fray and
Dasha.
Oh. I was like, we're screwed.
Right.
We set the bar. And it's all downhill from here.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And then we just said, hold my beer, because Teddy swims.
Yeah.
Let's
was so amazing in concert when Aaron and I went. Yeah.
I'm excited. You saw him at Red Rocks.
Yeah. But anywhere you see him, he'll be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving away tickets the rest of this week, all next week. If you win them, do us a favor. Don't go to the Fillmore.
Oh, right.
Because for the first time, our concert is not there. We're stepping up.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Belco.
I mean,
Belco
are we
Theater.
Worthy of that?
I don't know. We might not get in. But
yeah, winners can get in. It's Teddy Swims and
Neon Trees and American Authors.
Woo!
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can't wait.
You've got chances to win mornings, middays, afternoons this week.
All
next
the time.
Week.
And the pre-sale is mañana, I think, tomorrow through Sunday. So I think there's a special code you can find out there.
Yeah, it's on our social media.
Then after that, regular people can buy them on Monday.
Yes.
So, but you want to get them early.
Yeah.
So, this thing's running out.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Louis Tomlinson has been doing a lot of press lately, and he is talking about how he became a dad at 24. He's now 33. So Louis Tomlinson has a 9-year-old son.
No,
I did not know that.
You didn't know?
No.
His son, Freddie.
I thought Zayn was the only dad.
Oh, Liam Payne had a son as well.
Oh, you're right. I didn't know that. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. He had, his son was younger than Louis, I think, by a couple of years, which is horrific. Right. But Louis was asked about, like, how did you feel when you found out you were going to be a dad at 24? Kind of at, like, the height. That was, like, right.
One Direction is, like, untouchable at that point.
Yes. Like, right before things broke up for them.
Yeah.
And he just said that he had always been uber excited about it, even from like a young age. He said, I felt utterly confident. I just felt like I was going to be a good dad. I was like, wow. At 24,
wow.
Most people do not feel that way.
Well, most people don't have the bank account he was sitting
that's
on.
True. Yeah. That's true.
Not that money makes you a good parent, but it
can certainly help.
It definitely you can hire a good parent to help you.
He's releasing a new album and such, and I saw another interview where they asked, like, oh, does Freddie like your music? And he's like, he's 9. Like, my music, like, the fact that I make music isn't cool to him right now.
Really? So, my kids are way into music by 9.
No, he's into music.
Just not his.
He doesn't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Could it...
what?
Could it be that the music's bad?
Okay. Anyway.
Good evening.
Good evening, Aaron. Thank you for saving T-Hack from his impending doom. Do you know what Directioners will do to you, bro?
We didn't even consider that as a factor.
Okay.
He's 9.
Okay.
Tyra Banks is back in the news, and it's confusing everyone.
Why?
She started an ice cream company. It's called Hot... No, not Hot Mama. Maybe it's called Hot Mama. I don't really know.
Oh boy, the Slugger research team is failing hardcore today.
It's also, no, I think it's called Smize and Dream. I don't know, but the ice cream is Hot Mama. It's hot ice cream.
What? It's liquid?
What?
No.
It's spicy?
No. She doesn't elaborate. She has videos. And
it's hot ice cream. Do you understand that those two words
I am aware.
Don't get to live in the same...
It's hot cream.
Hot ice cream. Oh. And she's bringing it to... Smize and Dream.
I don't... Listen, contractually, I don't have any choice. I can't stop myself.
Oh...
I didn't want to do that.
You do have a choice.
I didn't want to, Erica.
So we're going to have to go to New York to try it.
No, thank you. I don't want hot cream.
But it's cold. I'm so confused.
Okay. You can't say it's cold and say it's hot.
The flavors are also dumb. I can't find one in this article, but I remember seeing one earlier.
Is Erin malfunctioning?
She is, because like she's doing a story she has literally no details on. So it is very indicative of what this show is about.
She says she spent a year of meticulous R&D experimenting with temperature and texture. Girl, it's ice cream. Chill out.
But it's hot.
Can I have a quick tangent on this subject?
Yeah.
Why not?
My algorithm is a lot of weird things, and it's a lot of cooking lately. And I saw somebody making a Parmesan-like chicken thing, but it was with stuffing instead of breadcrumbs on the outside. So you use like the stovetop stuffing. But they started the recipe with a tub of ice cream that was melted, and they shoved the chicken into that instead of a milk
like
wash.
Vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, it was like Breyers ice cream, and then they go... shove it in there and then roll it in stuffing and then fry it. And it actually looked good, but I'm like, that bad boy's covered in hot, hot cream.
Okay.
Yum.
Okay.
Good evening. It's not all good news.
Dude, you might be the last story, so you better not end on a downer note, okay?
DiGiorno has announced their limited edition Thanksgiving pizza.
Oh, I always want to try this.
It unfortunately...
I've never heard of this.
...will be making a return this year. It's an abomination. Disgusting.
Oh, you hate Thanksgiving.
And now it's encroaching on pizza, but you can order a pizza on Thanksgiving?
Give me the mashed potatoes.
Blasphemy. No, it's ridiculous.
Is it just crust, potatoes, stuffing,
say potatoes gravy, the right way?
Gravy, potatoes, mashed potatoes.
It's gross.
Oh, the gravy is probably the sauce. Yeah.
The pizza features roast turkey, green beans, crispy onions, dried cranberries.
You know what?
And gravy. Mm. No
you
stuffing.
Know what?
What?
I want to buy it, make it, and bring it in.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll bring in the hot cream.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
As you all know, my wife, much, much more successful than I am. She has
don't do that.
She has a real job where she's like,
okay, you understand that the rest of us do your job as well. So you're saying none of us have a real job.
Well, you all do it better than I do it.
I don't think that's true.
Well, she's got a real job with she's just gotten like moved up. So now she's hiring somebody to work. Like she's going to be a boss. She's going to be a manager. She's hiring her first.
Oh yeah,
employee.
Employee. I wanted to say underling. I knew that wasn't right.
Cringing minion.
Okay. Yes. So she's going through this process of hiring her first person. She's a little nervous because it's her first one. Like she wants to nail it. And a couple things here. First, hearing her talk about the requirements and stuff. I think she's stricter on these people she's hiring than she was with me to get married.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to work with you, man.
I feel like I'm like, I don't think I would pass any of these tests. And
do you know how we've talked about this? I don't know if we've ever said it on the air, but like when we were hiring Erica, when we were going through the process, some of the people who interviewed her would talk to me and go, here's some of the questions I asked her. And I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, I would not get hired by this Raiders.
Okay. So it's a big deal that I got hired.
When they're like, if you're a tree, what kind of like dog would you want to pee on you? It's like not even the real question. Like, I want to be the mighty oak or whatever, but they have this spin to it. Like, what is that even? I could not. In this day and age, I could not pass an interview, even at McDonald's, I don't think. I should go. We should all go apply for jobs and see who gets one. Let's try.
No, I just did this. It's so painful.
You're right. You got it.
It's PTSD,
man. You're so good at
don't
it.
Don't make me do it
okay,
again.
Okay, I'm right. In the box. Sorry, it's not coming back out.
Okay, sorry. So
this you're leading me where I wanted to be leaded here.
Okay.
Because I agree with you wholeheartedly. Because she told me this stat, and this is, I don't know if this is the changing times. This is something I don't think Slacker has ever heard of. I bet the girls have heard of it. I bet Erica and Aaron have.
Okay.
So she has said she's talked to dozens of people. Let's say 50 people she's interviewed.
What?
And she has told me that she's been shocked because after the interview, nobody
has reached out,
has followed up with an email.
Mm-hmm. No thank you email?
Yeah, that's so important.
Wait, you're supposed to do that? Yeah.
Thank you email is how I got my start in radio.
What?
Sorry, it wasn't an email. It was a handwritten note and a Starbucks gift card to my now very close friend. But at the time, she was my boss when I was an intern. And I was like, thank you for an amazing semester. Keep me in mind. And a year later, she says she always kept that card in her center console in her car. And she was in need of a producer.
The Starbucks card or the...
The written card. Okay. The handwritten card. And she was in need of a producer. And she went to them and said, where is that Erica girl?
Shut up. No, really?
That's literally how I got my start in radio.
I am.
I knew it.
I don't even do it. I don't even thank people who genuinely deserve it, let alone someone who just interviewed me. You're welcome for interviewing me.
And that's why it doesn't work out.
Let's make sure you never lose your job.
That's just what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I would feel like, aren't you bothering them again? You're annoying them. Like, I already thank you for the opportunity. And I would definitely say it on your way out in person. Yeah. I don't know that I would think of.
What are you going to say that you didn't just say?
You just say again, thank you so much. I look forward to XYZ about the job. Please keep me in mind and let's keep in touch. And they always answer and they go, yeah, let's keep in touch. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay.
I understand why me as the dinosaur in the room have never heard of this, but then why haven't you, Hack?
I feel like, first off, this is more dinosaur
behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important now, because no one else does it.
Exactly. No one's doing it. And that's you.
So
both.
You think she'd hire one of the people if they had just done that, they would have put them ahead of everybody else.
They would immediately go to number one.
They would. Because I think it would show something that everyone else is clearly lacking. And yep. I think because you two both had like a visceral reaction of like, they're not doing that. And I think, I don't know if it's a generational thing, if we're not teaching that anymore, or if people don't know that you're supposed to do it. I don't
Which
know.
Is better lazy. Though then? Is the email enough or... Because there's something about, this is weird. We've talked about thank you notes before. And then I helped T-Hack out with a negotiation with the bosses a couple years ago.
Mm.
And you gave me a handwritten, he has stationery, which is that right there. But that's like kind of next level. Having your own stationery is like dope.
I have a handwritten note from T-Hack on his own stationery. Hung up in my wall.
In my office. Like, I was going through my junk drawer and I'm just pitching everything. And I'm like, I'll never pitch that note.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I saw Erin's like note when I was crying in her office the other day.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to get you your own note.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We are going to talk about holiday fails. Mm-hmm. Look at Erica's face. Have you already failed? Is this holiday you're failing?
This Halloween we failed something already.
A lot of times when I think of holiday fails, like the holiday fail I have immediately in my head is Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving or Christmas, but you've somehow managed to screw up one that's hard to screw up.
We sure did. But think about it, like Valentine's Day, easy to screw up. It happens to a lot of men.
Candles
and women.
Tipping over.
Or just like
ED.
Okay. Or just the wrong gift or the wrong mood or whatever.
ED.
Bad for the mood.
Yeah, bad for the mood. What other holidays can get messed up?
Easter.
4th of July, you blew up something. Like, I'm talking
like my
all
holiday
holidays.
Fail. I don't know if you've heard the story. I make Thanksgiving for a ton of people.
Okay.
I wake up. I'm going to make two turkeys. I've got all the stuffing. I've got everything. Preheat the oven. It's like 6 in the morning. Preheat the oven. I'm getting everything out on the counter. And I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, as soon as it hits. And I look over and it's like, it is staying at like 72.
No, your oven was broken.
Broken on Thanksgiving. And I'm making food for
What'd you do?
It was recently enough where Walmart just gave up on Black Friday and they actually were open a little bit on Thanksgiving. But you can't buy an oven.
Right.
But you can buy a whole bunch of the little countertop ovens.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. About three of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What else am I going to do?
Order a pizza.
Go to a neighbor's.
I called my buddy Ben. He's like, we're out of town. And I'm like, well,
so give me the garage code.
No, so I just cooked. I have a roaster pan that'll hold one turkey. I smoked one. And then all the side dishes were in little ovens all over my house.
Wow. That is crazy.
Hey, where are the potatoes? In the bedroom.
It was just, I just had the little, and now I still have them. If you ever, it's like, oh man, I wish I had little toastery oven thing. I have them.
We'll call you.
Swing by and borrow. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
If you want the bedroom one, you can have that one.
No, thank you.
Why are you afraid of my bedroom oven?
Because it's weird that you have a bedroom oven. Okay.
It's not that weird. I'm a catch.
You could finish relations and then bing, the cookies are ready.
Yes. You know, like being on a Frontier flight when the cookies, adds to the experience where you're like, ooh, this is better because I smell chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. What was yours?
Mine's not so bad now that you say that. Okay. But for Halloween, my fiance was like, oh, I'm going to be so cute. He's at Costco. I'm not with him. And he brings home two pumpkins.
Oh,
so sweet. We put them out. We've been enjoying them. Every time I open the door, there's the pumpkins. We start noticing that there's a lot of squirrel activity. And we're like, gosh, these squirrels are always like hanging out by the front door. What's going on? One of the pumpkins is now home to squirrels.
It's become their condo?
I mean, they have chewed off. It's like the back side of it. So not the part facing our door. So we didn't notice it for a while. And now it's just gone.
So they've eaten the insides of it out.
And they're just loving it. And they're still going at it. But how do you stop that from happening? They're not even carved. Well, now
they are.
Yeah.
Why do you carve it? Then they wouldn't have done that.
Yes, they would have.
No, because they don't want the outside. They want the seeds on the inside.
Well, they sure as heck ate the outside.
To get to the seeds on the inside.
I'm not very smart.
Clearly.
She also didn't get the pumpkins.
And you also don't carve this early because then they rot.
Yeah.
That's true. But then you know what you don't do? Put them out. You don't put them out until
they're... My fiance was being so cute and sweet about it.
Okay, then don't be mad that you have a squirrel condo and like pumpkin brains everywhere.
Well, I'm mad at the squirrels.
You can't... Okay. Squirrels are going to squirrel, man. That's what they're going to do.
Squirrels are going to squirrel.
All right, well, be it Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah... Yeah. We want to hear your holiday fails.
Best caller is going to join us at Alice in Winterland, featuring Teddy Swims, Neon Trees, and American Authors. That's Belco Theater on December 6th.
And those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. for pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday for just regular people.
Yeah.
But you can be one of the pre-sale.
I think you need
people.
A code, too,
yeah.
So you can find it on our social media, right?
Yep.
We want to just say what the code is. Or...
I mean, it would be a nice gift for someone.
It would be. Okay. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I also have a Halloween fail. More of a Halloween embarrassment, I think.
Oh.
Okay. I went to Walmart with
the
my son.
Low now. Sorry, you went from fail to embarrassment.
Well, we went to Walmart to get those, you know, the like classic plastic, just a pumpkin bucket.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone has, like they're a dollar. You know. So my son and I went because my wife had some craft ideas that she wanted to do. So we were there to stock up. And they're up really high, like stacked on the super high shelf. No. And so I'm like, well, this is great. I've got my young trapeze artist with me. My son.
Oh my
so we're
God,
doing a kind of a Cirque du Soleil move where he's on my shoulders and I'm like, grab a white one. And we're doing this whole thing. And we finally got him. Only knocked a few down.
Oh my God, dude.
And then we got him and then we go around the corner only to see that they were also.
Yeah, they're just a display of them right there.
Yeah, they're just
you just walk right up and grab one.
Yeah,
those high ones are extra. Yeah. They're overstocked.
Big bins. Yeah, we had to reach down to get them.
Yeah, it was actually.
So I thought you were going to say you knocked all of them off.
Just a few. We've done this before, so he's pretty good at it.
Gosh.
No, the back donut.
Yeah.
Gosh.
A long time ago, my whole family was going to go to London. So we got together at my uncle's house, and we all spent the night there that night. We had pizza and stuff, and it was fun. And then the next day, we were all getting on the flight, but there was like 16, 20 of us or whatever. We all loaded in the vans, and somebody did a head count.
Hey, no.
And we were... When we got to the airport, we just thought it was just chaos, and we left my cousin Kevin.
Behind. Oh, Kevin. Sounded.
Why he are was you doing Home Alone?
What? No, this happened to me.
Did someone spill their milk and wet the bed?
Yes.
And
how did you
Buzz's
know? Have you been stalking me?
Buzz's girlfriend.
Kevin. While he was there, did some wild things to the house. Although some burglars came in, he let Buzz's spider out.
Right.
Which was bad.
Right.
But it did scare Marv, I believe, one of the two burglars.
Oh, you knew the burglars. Yeah.
Well, because we were part of the testimony against them and whatnot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Isn't one of them like Arthur Weasley and the other one is Dr. House?
What?
The actors?
No.
No. One of them is Joe Pesci. And the other is
Hugh Laurie plays one of them.
Oh,
no. I swear.
No, it's Daniel Stern, the narrator of the Wonder Years, and Joe Pesci are the two actors that were used to portray my family drama, The Holiday Fail.
What are you doing?
Can I ask a question? How far in did I get before you knew I was doing
one
of them?
No, once you said we all spent the night and we were going to get on a flight, I was like, he's doing Home Alone.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure. All right. Well, if you've had a holiday fail, we'd love to hear your story.
Oh, is it 101 Dalmatians?
What?
That Hugh Laurie is in. And he's one of the bad guys.
I don't think so.
I'm going to Google it. I don't think
that Hugh Laurie is in.
I don't know.
She's going to look it up.
Okay. 303-222-5423. Best call coming with us to Alice in Winterland.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing your holiday fails, and apparently we just suck at it.
Yeah, apparently it's mostly just us.
Okay.
We have this one text, and our texts come in a little weird, so give me
It's super truncated. It makes no sense.
Yeah,
but
sometimes your texts come in like not in order of how you sent, so... this person says, my first Thanksgiving I had in Colorado, my roommate and I were going to drive home to California.
Got you.
But they both worked, so they were going to just drive home to California Thanksgiving night.
Got you.
The problem is they lived in Cortez, which appears to be...
I don't know where Cortez
out
is.
I don't either.
By the Four Corners.
Oh, down
like
there.
Telluride.
Yeah. Okay.
And they got somewhere... Teak nose post? I don't know. But they got a flat tire and the car didn't have a spare.
So then their
boyfriend at the time had to haul Beep out to get them and ended up just driving them back to Cortez. And they made mashed potatoes and that was their Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, that kind of reminds me. My wife and I had just started dating and over the Christmas break, she came to visit me. Unbeknownst to me, she didn't tell her parents that's where she was going.
What?
She said, I'm going to go see a girlfriend in a different town.
Oh, no.
She came to see me instead. I didn't know this until on the way back, her car broke down.
Oh.
So then
you have to get busted.
Yeah. Yeah, she called her dad and he's like, well, what are you doing over there? That's like a different part of the state. And then I had to go and wait with her for him to come all decked out and holiday gear.
And
then when he got there, I just left. I didn't even meet him. I was so just scared.
You hadn't met him before?
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
No.
You can't meet.
Okay. And then you just left her on the side of the road?
He was there.
But you just still didn't say hi? No.
So you just as he drove up, you drove away?
I panicked,
That's
dude.
That's a crazy response.
I don't know. It's like, you're bringing me in this lie. I didn't know you were lying. I thought we were having a nice holiday.
She still married you after you did that.
It's shocking at
times. I'm very cute.
All right, Erin, did you say you had one?
Yeah, I remember for Easter, I was at my friend's house and we had left to, I think we went to church or something. The Easter ham was on the stove cooling down. We come back. There's shattered glass everywhere and the ham is decimated and their dog had jumped up, ate the whole thing and then threw up everywhere.
Oh My gosh.
Saved us the trouble. Bad cooking.
No, it was. They made the best food. I was so sad.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I used to really look forward to this time. And now.
You
I'm just sad.
The diary with sadness.
It's yeah.
It feels a little bit like the end of your senior year, where like all senior year was great, and then you're like, this is it. This is
It's the whole time like this is it, and now it's like this is it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's settling.
This is not the last entry of the diary, but it's the second to last.
Yeah.
So pull up a chair, pull your car over, pop open your Chardonnay. Because
came back from my vacation early for this.
Did you catch up?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So she got to hear Croaky McGee trying to read yesterday.
That was rough.
There
was so really many pre-read the diary.
Oh, what
there
was a trooper,
so many texts being like, send her home.
So the entries, this is what sucks, is that like she's starting to really share genuine information.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her life is not great, but really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about to not.
I also agree with T-Hack and Erica that Mike, if I had to pick, it'd be Mike.
Yeah.
Between. So she is definitely juggling.
Is she still undecided?
I think she kind of hasn't really said anymore, but she's going to do this road trip.
Yeah.
Which was, it was fun. I did know this part was coming. I didn't know when it was coming, but like, to watch T-Hack's expression, I happen to be looking at him when you read the words.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see my friend Jenna. Jenna in Denver. Like, T-Hack held his hand up and it was like,
yeah.
The hairs are just.
Yeah.
Because it's the moment you realize this whole time when she's like, I'm in a backyard barbecue, I'm like, she's in Highlands Ranch.
Right.
She's not.
Yeah. Which I feel like we should clarify because we were guessing. I said I think she's probably from New York.
We were very dumb. We did not pick up all the clues.
A lot of people are a lot smarter than us commenting on.
Oh.
Well, because here's what it was.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to drive all the way across the country to Denver. So I asked the question, is across the country mean coming from West Coast or East Coast? And you guys unanimously East.
Right.
But then she said, I think Colorado, I hope it's not cold and snowy. I think it just snows there all the time. If she's from New York, she wouldn't give a rat's butt about snow.
Is she a Cali girl?
Or is she like a Florida girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that makes more sense to me. I did throw Florida out yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I just don't picture her as Florida. But what else? Like, is she
Georgia? I mean, they were at the beach when they were playing volleyball.
No,
it was a house.
Oh, it was a backyard? Yeah. Why did I think it was a beach? Okay.
No, it was just like, I think.
It was like a Katie and Joe's house.
Yeah. Okay.
But that doesn't mean it wasn't a house on
near
the beach.
Near the beach or whatever. So
I don't know.
She's torn between two men and going to take a road trip to our fair city to try to figure it out.
And as of the September 4th entry, she hadn't mentioned Jake or Mike. So we don't know what happened.
Right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
I am.
September 9th. Wow, is this place pretty? It's bigger than I thought, and it's not in the mountains at all. I mean, they're nearby, and we went there yesterday. It was very scary. Thomas was driving, thank God, because we were literally on the side of a mountain. He's from here, so I guess it's no big deal to him. But I kept checking my seatbelt and holding on to what he called the bar thingy because there was nothing keeping us on the side of a mountain.
Oh man. You people who come to our state who think you're going to die on an overpass or like on a, what do you call those? Not an overpass. A pass.
Just a
mountain pass. Yeah.
I'm glad I came out though. Jenna and I have had some good talks and I've realized what a baby I am. I mean, there are homeless people everywhere here. Oh. And if the worst thing I have going on is having to decide between two people who love me, I'm doing pretty good. It still sucks, but I guess it could suck a whole lot more. That should make me feel better. And it sort of does, but it doesn't really change anything. I just wish I had a sign to tell me what to do. I'm imagining the craziest things, like going back and proposing to both and seeing who says yes. But it's not very romantic and I don't have the guts. And what if they both said yes. Maybe I'll do it anyway.
Oh my God.
All I really need in my life is some more drama, right? Ha ha, I'm so funny. Or maybe I'll just stay here and not go back. I could get a job here and the people seem nice. It snows here. Oh, it snows here, but it does that at home than to there. What? It snows here, but it does that at home than to there.
Okay.
That's literally what it says.
All right.
Or I could go to New York or LA. So she's not from either.
From New York. Yeah.
Okay. I'm still young and these are supposed to be my fun years, but I'm not really brave enough for that. So these are just silly. Really, what I've figured out is that I have no idea what I want out of life, but maybe I'm not supposed to know.
You're stopping?
I'm stopping and I'm upset because I can see the end.
Oof.
Oh. So the next entry's not long?
Not as long as that one.
Okay. And this is the thing that I know. What is the date of the next entry?
The same day.
Oh.
Again.
Why do I feel so upset?
I know. Because you guys...
Why did you put us through this?
This is... Like, we had the idea the other day that we want you guys to write fan fiction.
Yeah.
When this is over, and we'll read some. We'll give you like a week or whatever to start submitting some stuff. Because it doesn't end. This isn't a book.
Right.
This isn't a story. This is somebody writing in their diary, and then she lost it. So this is girl interrupted.
She's never going to go back home. She loses it here. So we're never going to know.
Right. We don't necessarily know.
We might end up in the next entry finding out who she's leaning towards maybe, but.
Is she a psychopath with the whole, I'm going to go propose, like, girl,
I think she has a hard time thinking for herself.
Yeah. I don't know. I know I want to be with somebody for the rest of my life, so I'll ask two people, and whoever says yes, I'll be... It's like, that's not choosing for you. That's letting them choose for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or is that a weird... You know, have you ever heard, like, flip a coin if you can't decide, because for that split second, you know which one you want.
You say, heads is this one, and I want heads, or whatever.
She knows Mike will say yes if she proposes. So is that like, oh, maybe I'll just ask them both to marry me, and I know Mike will say yes, and... We'll see if Jake says yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up. One more diary entry tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a serious question, and I want you to really think about it. I don't want you to answer snarky, Slacker, because you, when I say it, your knee jerk is going to be like, yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I want you to
Can I just?
Do you want to get it out of the way?
Yeah, of course.
There we go. Okay, great. Thank you.
Ugh.
Do you think?
I felt it. I felt him getting ready to say it.
Right. He really wants to say it. Yeah. Do you think people who work at the airport, particularly TSA, if they know you're running late, you're very clearly running late, do they slow down on purpose?
I can't say.
This was not here at the Denver airport. That makes you feel better. No one wronged me there.
It's my belief. I'm trying hard to believe that humans as a whole are a good thing.
Yeah.
And TSA makes that difficult sometimes.
Yes, of course. Of course I do.
You think
I don't,
that,
but that, like that's if someone's such a rushing,
D-move. I would do it. Get
of
here
course
earlier.
You would. See that?
Yeah, you're actually not in the pot of believing people are inherently great.
I'm a person, I'm really trying, like with road rage. I'm really trying to turn. I'm not a road rager, but I get mad just in my car. I don't wig out.
Right.
But like if somebody just like is zags in front of me or whatever, my propensity would be to go like, what the God, what? And now I'm thinking to myself, what if they're running late? What if their kid's in the hospital?
Or they're just didn't see ya.
Yes.
But I'm more that way too, especially if you're going fast. That's fine. It's more when you're going slow that I have a problem with. Because now I know your kid's not in the hospital. I know you're just doing it to make me mad.
A baby in the car and they're really nervous.
And they're super nervous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that first drive home, I know we're a long way from where we started. But like that first drive home, Noah was born at Swedish during, look it up, December 2006. What a massive blizzard we had.
Oh.
Like a blizzard.
And you had to drive all the way.
Yes.
Isn't that like across town from
you? And I didn't quite live where I lived, but I still lived in Thornton. I still lived way north.
Oh my gosh. So far.
My wife at the time just followed this OBGYN who had helped her with some ovarian cysts. And she was like, she's going to be the one who delivers my babies, period. But yeah, I mean, me, hands at 10 and 2, driving 15, 20, 30 under the speed limit. Because I don't want to kill my kid.
I know, but I always get so, they're always like, be careful. You know, you've got precious cargo now. It's like, I've been in the car my whole life. I'm also precious.
You're telling me it didn't feel different.
I should be careful then too, right?
You're telling me it didn't feel different. That first time. I got a roadie and I'm just like driving with my knees. But I mean, that first time is different. Okay. The reason I said that whole thing is that I am now putting myself in the mindset of like, if that person's in a hurry, I just gotta let them go.
Yeah.
Like I always try to put myself in the mindset of the other person. Are you telling me that those TSA people have never been running late? Like,
right.
If they should hire empathetic people to go like, I get it, man. I get it.
And the man I encountered this weekend could have just been an odd bird. Like, it was such a fine line of
I was standing there with, it's my best friend's sister happens to live in Denver. So we ended up flying back from this baby shower together. We're sitting there minutes from boarding and just dying laughing because he is taking, we both have candles in our bags, which is why they got pulled from the baby shower. I won a game in naming music tunes. She hosted.
I don't mean to brag. Yeah.
I don't want anyone to get excited.
You may have seen the papers.
What are we doing? Was this whole thing just so you could bring that up?
No.
Are you sure?
But it was so I could bring up the fact that he takes a candle out of my friend's bag, reads it, opens it, smells it, and starts saying to her, like, I've never heard of a candle of this scent. And we're just like, we have to
go.
We had run through the airport. Like, it was, but I just don't know if he was awed or if he was like, clearly they're in a rush and they should have, as Aaron said, gotten here earlier.
That is weird because TSA is like customer service.
Right.
But also it's like, don't give me customer service. Like, don't talk to me. Don't look at my, don't comment on what I'm buying. Don't
be nice, but let's
get me through. Let's go. But also you don't want them to be too aloof or too rude, right?
You kind of want aloof. I would rather have aloof.
You want aloof for the people checking to make sure nothing dangerous is getting on board?
That's what I was thinking.
I want aloof from you. I don't want them aloof from their job. I want them aloof from you. The point of, like, I don't care if you're cute. I don't care if you're ugly. I don't, like, they shouldn't be judging you by the color of your skin. They should be judging you by the content of your character. Like, what's in your bag?
Or the contents of your bag.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I was just trying to complete the quote. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. And if they're doing the foot drag.
But, like, if you work at the airport currently, again, this was not at the Denver airport. This was at the San Francisco airport.
But it happens everywhere.
I'm just curious if you know the answer to this.
Text in to 303-222-5423 and tell us if you do that. I didn't ever work TSA.
Right.
But I threw bags for a living.
Right.
And the last minute bags, we were not kind to.
See,
like if you're the J-hole who expects to show up at the airport, check, like I had never thought about it until this moment, but now I remember I was trained. It's like, what's the time limit? The legal time is supposed to be an hour to check your bag at the counter
and have it make the flight.
Maybe it's an hour. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you right now, we can easily make it.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It goes straight down from the thing, but like we're just sitting there waiting and we don't even start loading the plane until 30 minutes before. So we usually don't bring the bags up till then.
Yeah.
But like those last bags that came down.
Sometimes you left him behind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you're
the TSA agent smelling the candle.
But I was trained that way. Somebody told me, I remember the dude. We would just be under the airport and he and his buddy would just be playing dominoes. And I would like get in the bag thing and sleep on the bags.
What if one fell on you?
No. There's a bag carousel down below. And then where we put the bags, that tug thing that brings them all up.
Yeah.
I would make a layer of bags and then sleep until there was a bunch of bags.
And that's why there's always drool on your suitcase. Yeah. You get it.
For real. What on earth?
But like they told me, if it comes down too late and you don't feel like it, then don't.
Okay, well, the man playing dominoes isn't really a role model then.
I know, but he was like the guru. He was like, he'd been there forever. And he was like, then just don't. So there is like a culture of like, because a lot of us who throw bags and probably the people who work TSA can't afford to travel. So they're a little bit mad at you.
That's the vibe I got.
Yeah, they're a little bit like, you're in a hurry?
You should have given him the candle.
I should have.
She won it for his square.
Playing music trivia.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
There's a lot going on in this room today. And I want to say, first and foremost, before you say what you're going to say, Erica.
Okay.
I'm hurt.
You're hurt?
I'm hurt.
Why?
What? It's okay, bud. You can admit when you've failed.
I haven't failed anything. Erica is has got a little trip coming up soon. And I don't know if you remember this. A few weeks ago, she had another little trip. And she was like, Slacker, will you be my emergency contact for my dog?
Mm. Oh.
I do, yeah.
And it was a big deal.
It was. It was
like a moment for her to go, I trust you with the life of my dog.
Well, and I'd like to make something clear.
that trust hasn't changed.
Okay. But then she just walks into the studio and goes, hey, Aaron, I'm writing you down as the emergency contact for my dog. She didn't come to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about making a switch.
Yeah. It's like, not working out.
Right.
But it's not that it didn't work out.
Okay, it doesn't matter what your reasons are, Erica.
Okay.
You didn't communicate with me. You just went, Aaron, you're up. And I'm just, and I'm over here like,
you've been benched.
But like, do I not deserve the respect of like you being told?
Especially because you were the dog father.
I was the dog father. No. And now you've gone against the family. You've gone against the family. Something happened to Aaron. Who's gonna be the person? Can you put me down as a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like she came in and she kissed Aaron on the cheek instead of you or something. And you're like, oh, this is, we're going to war now.
Listen, I love you, but I've never loved you more than this moment. You get me? You understand why this is egregious, I think? Outrageous?
Yes.
Can I make a claim offensive so that people don't get angry at me?
No. 303-222-5423. Is Erica the most insensitive human on the face of planet Earth?
No, and we do have to remember that the first time, I think that was the weekend I went to Steamboat, so I was out of town. But I would have been.
I was sloppy it seconds already.
Was the weekend Aaron was going to be
here. You want for your
but
dog.
The thing is, Slacker, if in an emergency, you live at least 30 minutes from where he boards.
Okay.
Aaron is probably 7.
Yeah. Do you understand how much faster my car is than hers?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't.
My 30 minutes will be like 7. And her 7 will be like, because she's Aaron. She's like, what was I doing?
Mm-hmm. You don't know how I drive, but.
But he's so got connections all over the city.
What are we doing?
So that's the first thing.
Yes.
These words have become a kind of a sticking point in the studio today. And those words are emergency contact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because I was at the doctor today and I was getting some blood work done and they asked for an emergency contact and I put down my wonderful fiance. And for some reason, in that moment, I thought, you know, because it's like, oh, it's not my parents anymore. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, oh, no, who does Slacker put down as his emergency contact?
Okay. This is
he's a single
the way
man.
She's treating me today, everyone.
Are you trying to tear him down?
Is that not wild?
I think any of us in this room would be it for you.
Totally.
I had never considered that until right now. As I look into your little doughy eyes, right as of this moment, it's 100% hack.
Yeah. And I don't even know what to do in an emergency. How does that feel?
You have children.
There's another guy.
Wherever I'm at, if I'm at the hospital, if I'm in the fight, like an ambulance, you just call them with the voice.
Okay. Yeah. I'm his emergency contact.
And now that you ask, I think this is a horrible thing to say. I think it's my mom. And my mom is not in a great state of cognitive health. Mm-hmm. So
does she drive?
No.
Right. That's my biggest concern.
Is that really what your emergency contact is? I feel like
Why can't you make it Josh or Chad? Josh or is closer to you.
My child in Omaha?
Well, you have another child who lives here.
Right, but she can't drive. If driving is part of it, what I'd like to explore real quick, what is the emergency contact? Because I don't know if this, does this still exist? Do your kids have godparents, Tiak?
Say it again.
Godparents.
Thank you.
They still have godparents.
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
What are we doing here?
I'm sorry. I mean,
no,
because
they don't.
We did, like, my dad, like, picked one of his drinking buddies for each one of us, and I got the one that never reformed.
So
I never even got presents from this dude.
Oh, no.
You're not supposed to give
your godparents, I think, give you crap.
I don't have godparents.
Well, you're one of the chosen
ungodly
people.
I am a godparent.
You are?
Yeah, to Declan.
And you, well, but you give him presents anyway.
I give him my love and I teach him the right path to go down.
Oh,
that is
boy.
my gift.
But I feel like godparents and emergency contacts are the same thing. It's symbolic completely.
No, mm-hmm. Dude. You end up in the hospital and they're like, who do we call?
But call for what? You're the doctor. Fix me.
Who do we call to come pick you up?
I'll get an Uber. Like, what?
No.
Someone needs to be aware of your
And they
place.
Might need to come in and you might not be able to make decisions. So they have
then
to
just
do, it,
do it all. Just if I don't have a person. Just,
they don't know what you want.
Yeah.
I want it all. Just fix me.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
I am
just
with
can
you.
I put
yeah.
fix me in the emergency contact. No matter what, do the thing.
Oh my gosh.
So if you, it yeah. seems like it needs to come off, saw it off. Yeah.
You why need do I to have like, to get involved?
Go ahead and resuscitate or whatever.
Yeah, I don't have a DNR.
Yeah.
So then I think the non-DNR is like assumed. I just don't think I need it. Now that you've hurt
but
my feelings
you're
twice today.
Down and out and you can't answer the question of do you want a DNR?
Then they would
what are they going to do?
They would just save you.
Mm, you never know.
They're not going to put you down.
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Let's talk about bras.
Okay. Hey.
We're all wearing them.
He's giving Lizzie McGuire, I want a bra.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So good.
Slacker doesn't get it because he's not from our generation.
Yeah, I definitely don't know what that is. Sorry.
Okay, my wife and I were discussing bras recently, and I decided to
what are you
bring
dude,
this to the room.
I'm sorry.
What?
You don't just, that's a weird, okay, Erica, have you and your fiance just ever been sitting there, you know, having a lovely dinner? It's like, honey, when was the last time we talked about bras?
I don't know that we've ever
right,
talked
you don't,
about
he,
bras.
He says it so
but
casually.
They've been together 10 years, they're running out, or longer, they're running out of things yeah. to talk about.
Yeah. What's wrong? What's better to talk about than that? It's,
touching boobs would be better
it's
than
adjacent to my no, favorite
also
subject.
Also, you brought it up to like as a segue.
I brought
speaking
it
of
up.
Bras,
brought it up. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I think that Tiak and I have spent too much time together this week.
Okay. Yeah.
We're sharing bras. Can't even say it. I'm
the
sorry.
Show is over officially at this moment.
Wildly inappropriate. Okay.
I just find it. I don't want to. I know people get mad at me for interrupting, but I just have to. When I see something that's just outrageous, I have to call it out. It's just you bring it up. It's like, you know, my wife and I were discussing animal husbandry as one does over the dinner, and you're like, what?
I think it's normal. I think it
did
is.
She
I
initiate the conversation or did you? Who brought it to bras?
It was probably me. It's probably me. Because I got questions.
It's really hard to hear the word brought it. Brought it.
You thought it couldn't get lower.
It's yeah. we're there.
But here
okay.
we are.
Yeah. Should
okay.
we maybe take this off air? Because this is dumb.
No, this is a genuine question. Okay. Mainly for Erica and Aaron.
Okay.
Because I asked my wife the same thing. I said, you're with a guy. It's not me, all right? You're dating a guy, and things are going well. And for the first time, he's going to take your bra off. Now, which would you rather have? The guy who's like, pop, and it's off?
One-handed.
Yeah.
No behind look, the back.
Just pop. Like, been here, done this, pop. Or the guy who's like,
oh,
fumbling.
I can't. Oh,
can you just do it?
Wait.
Which would you rather have?
Which do you think I am?
You're a one-handed pop.
Yeah, yeah. Left-handed, probably.
I'm 100%. Can you just do it?
What?
Me too. Me too.
What?
Okay, good.
There was a time, my generation, do you guys have any of the ones with the thing in the front?
No.
No.
So my first girlfriend was exclusively the thing in the front. So you could just put your finger in between the two and just go, and it just freed the girls all at once.
Okay.
And it was like, whatever. And
that was
then,
like an image I didn't need.
But like
but okay.
subsequently, everyone else is the hook and ladder system in the
yes.
back.
Uh-huh.
And like, so I never got checked out on that. I haven't had the proper training. So
thank
you.
Yeah.
You've been married twice.
Yeah, but like, I mean, married is just like you catch them out of the shower. Like, it's like,
right. It's
you don't
it's
give
different.
Them time to put the armor on.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's definitely, you're not like, doing a move as much as like I feel yeah. like when you're dating
when you're married, it's
like
no move.
It's a big yeah. deal for a guy I think like it's a big deal.
Here's man. The weird thing I'm shocked that you're saying so you're an ask for help.
Oh yeah,
because you're not that I think you're a ladies man and I promise I'm not trying to be insulting mm-hmm. but you get obsessed with things and I mm-hmm. would think like I almost see you going to Goodwill and buying bras and just having
practicing?
Like a yeah like have
hey.
Like
walking. That sounds like a serial killer.
or just somebody who wants to free the girls.
Okay.
get him out?
No, I think probably at the time where I would have considered something like that, the opportunity was not actually there, so the practice would have been for nothing. You know? So I would have been all trained up, and the Olympics are in 4 years.
You all know? Right, so I've interrupted long enough. You guys have had a chance to think about it.
So it's either can you just do it, or
he bumbles a little bit.
If he's like, oh, and you're just like, okay, and like...
I have my answer.
Okay.
Because, do you have your answer?
I think so.
Okay. I'm a, can you just do it?
Yeah.
You don't want him to be... I find it odd when someone can just, no looking...
Because, can you? Or do you have to flip it around?
No, flip it around. I hope
I have dated girls who put it on backwards, do the hook in front, and then
that seems so much more uncomfortable. I can do it to myself, but think about it. We're doing it four times. Not four times a day. I'm doing it like twice a day usually.
Feel free to scream the word Wanda, who is our HR person, if this makes it weird. You're saying you can unhinge your arms behind your back right now.
Yeah,
and
I could
do
it right now if you.
You could undo it,
but yes, even through a sweatshirt.
Undoing is a lot easier than putting
on. You could do it. You could behind
undoing
your back.
It's easier.
Yes, undoing is way easier than
now
doing it.
I can't even do that.
We're good. I am wearing a shirt, everyone.
Wanda, stand by.
All right, Aaron. What about you?
Yeah, same. I'd rather ask someone else for help.
Okay.
Because it's player. It's so player.
It's not smooth. It's not cool. It's not.
I disagree.
It might be cool if it's like a one night stand and you know it. It's not cool if you're like, I really like this guy.
So then does that translate to every subsequent move after that? Do you want him to be kind of like, oops, hold on, and like elbowing you or whatever? Or do you want him to be like,
but again,
transitioning
not
from here
too,
to there.
Not too smooth. I don't want to know that he has like a full game plan that he follows every single time.
To just, can you just do
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story that reminds you that even in crime, there's an order of operations.
Okay. I've got a story of, man, how do things just keep getting stuck up there?
Okay.
I told you that in private.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Florida! Let's go! Come on! What?
You're going to lose your voice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm concerned for you. So a man in Florida was arrested.
Let's go!
Oh my gosh.
Let's!
A man was arrested.
There you go.
And they booked him into jail. And while they were there, they found during their cavity search.
Quote, he has cavities?
They said it was the largest item they have ever seen.
In a cavity.
Wow. In his cavity. It was a full-sized thermos.
Oh.
Was he planning on getting arrested?
I don't think so, but he's been doing drugs for 3 decades, so at this point it might just be
no breaks,
part of the routine.
Like, all drugs, no. Okay.
Yep. Not really sure.
What was it? Do we know the contents of the thermos?
Nope, and we don't know the brand either.
A latte?
Yeah.
Don't know if it was like a Stanley.
Yeah. Ooh, that has the handle.
Yeah. And to think Erica brings one in.
She was probably trying to smuggle them, but.
Yeah. How do we know Erica doesn't bring two in?
And,
you don't.
Ooh.
All right. My story's out of the UK. Yes. In the UK, was going to rob a bank.
He's
going to
rob a bank, is he?
He said, I'm going to rob the bank today.
That's right, nutty.
I'm going to get some euros. Is that what they use?
Okay.
I'm going to speak in my normal voice now.
Right,
so he was kind of excited and, kind of getting ready. And so in the car, he put on his ski mask.
That's what you do.
Okay.
Problem is, it was one of those banks that you had to
buzz to be let in.
Oh yeah, that's how
it works. So yeah.
he went to Gringotts.
he said buzz buzz, and the employees inside said that man's wearing a ski mask. I think I know where this is going.
My chinny chin chin.
He buzzed a few more times and finally gave up and left.
Oh,
but not before they got photos of his car and driver's license.
Yeah.
So
he's hiding a thermos, dude.
Hold on, he didn't rob anything. What are you going to arrest him for? Being in a ski mask?
Intent to rob.
No, you can't.
And it could be an attempt still.
No, he didn't do anything. He never even got inside. It's just a man in his thermos.
But no. Yeah. And his ski mask.
It's a cold day. Warm thermos.
Ski mask. Oh, my gosh. Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.